And so I sold. Well, I did get about 30 of the yellow meetings last year, but they wasn't no good. I give them away. Just get shut of them. But I sold about 630 right down there on the highway of them Congos and Golden Jubilee. That's two of the best-selling watermelons there is on the market. Mm-hmm. And they grow a big melon, too. Mm-hmm. They make big, nice melon.
Is that the big, dark green one?
The big, dark one, and then the streaked one.
Uh-huh.
They grow into from 35 to 50 pounds, them streaked ones do. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty nice, too. Best melons I can get hold of. And I sell a lot of them, too.
Now, the next group of questions, if you can't recall the answers, that's quite all right. I think some of them will come to you. I'm just interested mainly in the way you say the names as maybe compared to the way I say them or somebody from a different part of the country mm-hmm. might say them. How would you say the name of the mother of Jesus? Joseph and... Would you say Mary and Martha.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the girl in the old song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party. Do you remember that old song?
I've heard it, but I forgot that. It's been so long.
And can you give me the name or the names or maybe one or two of the names of the four Gospels, Matthew,
Luke, and John.
and maybe not so popular now as when you were a boy. Was there a word that referred to a teacher rather than teacher as most of us are called today? Was she a school?
Teacher. Just a school teacher. Mm-hmm.
And as you were growing up, was there a particular word used to refer to men, people who made their living making barrels? Was there a word you might, as a man who builds houses, might be called a carpenter?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a different word that you recall that may have been referred to a man who made his living making big wood?
A barrel maker's all real, because... When I was a boy, we made lots of syrup, 30 or 40 barrels a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the man lived right next door to us, right down there, where our farms joined.
Mm-hmm.
He made all of our barrels. We'd go in the woods and cut the timber down and drive out them staves.
Mm-hmm.
And he made our barrels. He made our syrup barrels.
And each one of the pieces was called a stave.
A stave, that's right.
Will you tell me, since you just mentioned it, will you tell me something about syrup making?
Syrup is a, I like to make syrup, but I quit farming and all. Syrup is a good thing to make. Syrup is about $6-$7 a gallon now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy. Because you just go out there and plant that cane, and you plow it about three times, and then it grows up. It's interesting to make it.
Will you tell me how, once you have grown the cane, will you tell me something about how the syrup's made?
Well, that cane grows up there, and then when it gets cool weather, let it stand, it gets good and cool. Because the bees and yellow jackets, yellow jackets are full of wood. The woods is full of yellow jackets. And you let it get good and cool where them things like that wouldn't bother us so bad around, because they'd go for miles to that sweet stuff. And we'd then strip it and cut it down and pile it and let it lay there about two or three weeks. And lots of that water that is in it would leak out. And then we'd haul it up there to the mill and grind the juice, and had a big boiler there, and cook the syrup. It,